Some months ago, I felt I needed to take fish oil for my health.
在很多个月之前呢，我就觉得自己是需要为了自己的健康吃鱼肝油。
I saw a bottle of cod liver oil in a supermarket.
我在超市那里见到一樽鱼肝油。
Is anyone of you taking fish oil?
大家有没有吃鱼肝油啊？
Do you know the value of cod liver oil for your health?
大家知不知道鱼肝油对你的健康有什么价值？
Is there anyone who has not heard about omega-3?
有冇边一位未听过 omega 三
？omega 3 is a kind of fatty acid。
omega 三咧就系其中一种嘅脂肪酸。
omega 3 is something very important to health。
omega 三咧对健康系非常重要嘅。
It is vital for normal metabolism。
就系咧对新陈代谢好重要。
The thing is, omega 3 cannot be produced within the human body。
Omega 3咧就唔能够人体个里边咧自然产生嘅。
But it can be found in marine oils, different kinds of fish.
咁但系咧就能够喺不同种类嘅鱼油当中就揾到嘅。
So that day in a supermarket, I saw several brands of fish oils.
所以嗰日咧，我喺超市咧就见到好多个牌子嘅鱼油丸。
And I noticed one brand that my mother used to tell me when I was a small child.
咁我就见到其中一个牌子咧，就系我仲系细路哥嘅时候咧，妈妈向我介绍啦。
A British brand available in Hong Kong.
就系英国嘅牌子，喺香港都有得卖。
Very famous.
好出名嘅。
It was trusted by a lot of people.
因为系咁出名咧，所以都系好多信。
And on that day, it was on sale.
喺嗰日咧，我就见到减价。
And I noticed on the front label these words.In big letters, it says pure cod liver oil.
咁我哋见到前面嘅标签咧就讲啦，好大大只字咧就话纯鲤鱼油。
Notice the word pure.
留意我系纯呢个字。
And because it was an offer, I bought quite a few bottles home.
咁因为减价，咁我就买咗几樽啦。
And I told my wife I got a deal.
咁我就话俾我太太听咧，啊，我执到好嘢。
Only many weeks later, I noticed some small prints on the back label. The prints were so small, I could hardly see it.
好多个礼拜之后咧，我先留意到呢个樽上边嘅标签后边嗰啲细字。嗰啲细字咧细到咧，我都几乎睇唔到噶啦。
It says nutritional information, fish oil and cod liver oil.
嗰度就写住营养价值，就系鱼油和鲤鱼油。
When I read the words.Nutritional information, I expected to see a lot of information, but it simply says fish oil and cod liver oil.
当我睇到营养价值呢几个字嘅时候咧，我就期望咧我可以睇到好多细节嘅资料，但系佢只系简单地讲鱼油和鲤鱼油。
But in the front label, it does say pure cod liver oil.
咁但系前面个大标签明明写住系纯鲤鱼油喎，即系话除咗鲤鱼之外就冇其他鱼嘅啦。
Now it's telling me fish oil and cod liver oil。
但系而家咧就后边啲细字就话系鱼油和鲤鱼油。
I immediately realize this bottle of fish oil is not pure cod oil。
咁我就马上明白啦，其实呢一樽鱼油咧。并唔系纯鲤鱼油。
Other kinds of fish oil have been mixed with cod liver oil。
系有用咗其他嘅鱼里边抽取嘅鱼油，加落啲鲤鱼嘅油嗰度。
And what about the composition of these different kinds of fish oils? It doesn't say. It doesn't tell me。
咁啲唔同嘅鱼制作出嚟嘅油嗰个成分各占几多呢？咁佢就冇讲啦，就冇话俾我知。
But from the order of these two terms, I guess.The percentage of other fish oil is higher and with very little cod oil.
今日从呢两个字嘅次序嚟讲咧，我谂法咧就大部分嘅 omega 三咧都系从唔同种类嘅鱼嗰度抽啦，而少部分咧系鲤鱼嗰度抽出嚟。
At once I felt let down.
咁我就觉得被欺骗咗。
I trusted the brand name. Okay, it's an old British brand.
咁我点解我信咗个牌子啊？是一个老字号，是英国的牌子。
Why do you tell me in big letters it's pure cod liver oil when it is not pure?
点解咁大只标签话俾我听系纯鲤鱼油，但其实唔系纯呢？
Many months later, one of you recommended another brand to me.
好多个月之后咧，你其中一位咧向我介绍另一个品牌。
And I look at the product.
咁我就睇下呢個產品。
The front label it says salmon omega complex。
前面嘅標籤寫住咧三文魚 omega 三合成丸。
So it says it is a fish oil derived from different kinds of fish, but the main component is salmon.
咁即係話咧，呢一個魚油咧係嚟自唔同魚嘅製成品，但係主要嘅魚就係三文魚。
This time round, I'm more careful, so I immediately examine the small prints.
咁呢一次咧，我就小心啲啦。咁我就即刻咧睇下細字。
What do I see?
我睇到啲咩呢
？Nutritional information.60% salmon oil, 40% other fish oils, including sardines.
營養價值六成三文魚嘅魚油，40% 咧就係其他魚嘅魚油，包括沙甸魚。
So the main component is salmon.
所以咧，其實主要就係三文魚。
I immediately log on the internet to learn more about fish oils.
咁我即刻咧上網咧就認識下魚油啦。
And I found that omega-3 content in salmon oil is 10 times more than in cod liver oil.
咁我就發覺咧，原來喺三文魚裏邊得到嘅 omega-3 係比起鰻魚嗰度咧係高出十倍嘅。
For the same amount of fish oil, omega-3 content in salmon oil will be 1.9 grams.
喺同一咁多嘅魚油咧，咁裏邊嘅 omega-3 咧，如果係喺三文魚嗰度揾到咧，係高出十倍嘅。
Second highest omega-3 content is mackerel, 1.7 grams. Very high omega-3 content.
第二高嘅咧就係池魚或者叫青魚，嗰度咧有1.7，係好高嘅 omega-3。
Ranking number three, sardines, 1.3 grams.
第三位嘅咧就係沙甸魚，1.3克都唔差嘅。
What about the omega-3 content of cod?
咁鰻魚嘅 omega-3 嘅成分咧有幾多咧？
0.15 grams, 10 times less than salmon fish oil.
只係得0.15克，咁啊，鰻魚同三文魚比咧就係少十倍啊。
I immediately realized this second product contains much more nutritional value than the cod liver fish oil I bought.
咁我就馬上知道咧，我而家認識咗一個新嘅牌子咧，佢含嘅 omega 3嘅成分咧，比起鰻魚油丸咧有價值好多啦。
Well, cod liver oil is fish oil also. It is not harmful to anyone's health.
鰻魚油咧都係魚油，對人體健康咧係冇害嘅。
But salmon oil is better by far.
但係三文魚提煉出嚟嘅魚油咧，就係更勝一籌啦。
I use this story as an illustration, of course.
我用呢一個例子咧，當然係做一個示範啦。
You see, Christianity is like buying fish oils.
基督教咧就好比買魚油。
All Christian churches belong to Christianity.
所有教會都係屬於基督教。
And all churches believe in the Bible.
所有教會咧都係相信聖經。
And because of that, all churches believe there is a God.
所有教會咧都相信有神。
Not many gods, but one true God.
唔係好多神，係只有獨一嘅真神。
And He is the Maker of all things.
而呢個真神咧就係萬物嘅創造主。
All churches believe that.
所有教會都相信呢樣嘢。
All Christian churches also believe in Jesus.
所有基督教嘅教會咧都相信耶穌嘅。
So there are many, many things that all churches share in common.
所以教會咧都有好多共通點。
All Christian churches believe that God loves mankind.
所有教會都相信咧神係愛世人。
God wants man to turn from the wrong way that leads to death, to turn to the right way that leads to life.
神咧好想人咧去回轉，離開引進死亡嘅道路。而轉向一個正確嘅道路，呢條道路咧係會引進永生。
All Christian churches say that the right way that leads to life is Jesus.
所有基督教教會咧都係相信引向生命嘅道路咧係耶穌。
Choosing a church is like choosing fish oil in the market.
所以佢揀教會咧就好似我一樣去到超市咧揀唔同牌子嘅魚油啦。
All Christian churches sell fish oil, so to speak.
可以話咧，所有教會都好似咧係賣魚油一樣。
But only a closer look, you will realize that different Christian churches understand Jesus differently.
但如果我哋細心啲、望真啲咧，你就會知道唔同嘅教會咧，佢哋對耶穌嘅認識、了解係唔一樣。
They don't offer you the same nutritional value。
佢哋俾到你嘅營養價值咧，卻係不一樣。
You will find this only if you study the small print。
當你去睇嗰啲細字嘅時候，你先至會發現得到。
People have different shopping habits。
每一個人都有不同的購物習慣。
I wonder whether you are good at buying things.
我不知道大家擅不擅長買嘢咧。
How do you buy things, anyways?
你點買嘢嘅
？Do you always go for the cheapest?
你係咪專買平嘢嘅
？I think my wife is one of those.
我相信我太太係其中一個咁樣嘅人啦。
This such people are called bargain hunters.
呢一種人咧，專門揾平嘢嘅。
But my wife is simply learning from her mother.
但我太太咧，其實都係學佢媽媽嘅啫。
To be fair to my wife, she is not only after bargains.
講得公平一啲啦，佢唔係淨係買平嘢嘅。
Like my mother-in-law, she wants to find things cheap and good.
就好似我太太媽媽一樣，佢係想買又平又靚嘅嘢。
平靚正啊嘛，啊！I belong to the other extreme.
我咧就屬於另一類嘅。
I usually stay away from cheap stuff.
我通常咧都唔買平嘢嘅。
My habit is to go for the slightly more expensive stuff.
我嘅習慣咧就係去買一啲或者貴少少嘅嘢。
Or go for a brand name.
或者咧去買一啲有牌子嘅。
Not for the vain glory of it all. I'm looking for quality.
就唔係為咗牌子，我係追求咧嗰個質量。
I'm looking for value for money.
我係追求俾咗錢個價值。
When you buy things, do you compare different brands before you decide?
當你買嘢嘅時候，會唔會比較牌子啊
？Or do you say to yourself, "Oh, they are all the same, more or less the same"?
還是你會話，都係一樣啫？又或者最少話，差唔多啦，差唔多一樣。
When you shop, do you read the small print?
你買嘢嘅時候，你會睇細字噶
？Some of you read small print. I know that.
你哋有啲人咧係會睇細字噶。
Nowadays, in a competitive business world.Only when you study the small print, the facts of value becomes clear to you.
喺現今嘅世界咧，競爭咁激烈，唯有咧你睇嗰啲細字咧，你先知道嗰樣嘢嘅價值。
So all Christian churches believe in God and believe in Jesus.
嗱，所有基督教教會咧都相信神同埋耶穌。
This church also we believe in God and Jesus.
呢个教会都一样，我哋相信神同埋耶稣。
But not all churches have the same understanding of God or of Jesus.
但系咧，唔系每一间教会咧对神同埋对耶稣嘅认识都系一样。
In this series, I've been speaking about the main points of Christianity.
喺过去我所讲嘅系列咧，就系讲关于基督教嘅要点。
There are two main understandings of who Jesus is among the Christian churches.
在基督教里头呢，基本上对耶稣的了解呢，有两方面的。
You may say, although all churches sell fish oil, there are two different brands at least.
你也可以说呢，每一间教会都是卖鱼油，但是呢，最少都有两种鱼油。
And not until you read the small print,You may not tell the difference.
如果你唔睇嗰啲細字咧，你就唔會知道嗰個分別啦。
And I suggest you don't always go for the cheapest, like the bottle of fish oil was on sale.
我就建議大家咧，唔好淨係去買平嘢減價。
By the way, I have switched. I have chosen to pay more the second brand of fish oil.
咁咧，其實咧，後嚟我轉咗，我選擇咗咧，俾多啲錢去買第二個牌子嘅魚油。
You should think I've been looking rather healthy the past half a year. Maybe one reason is the salmon fish oil that I've been taking.
假如過去半年咧，你覺得我係健康咗嘅咧，有可能係呢個三文魚嘅魚油嘅功勞啦。
Two different understandings of who Jesus is.
嗱，對於耶穌嘅理解咧，至少有兩種。
The first brand, Jesus is God. Jesus is no ordinary man.
第一種理解或者第一種牌子。耶稣是神，耶稣是非一般的人。
Because he is God who came from heaven to earth and became the man Jesus.
耶稣不是非一般的人，是因为他是从天来到地上降生，变成人耶稣。
For this reason, according to Brand 1, Jesus is true God and true man at the same time.
根据第一种理解或者第一种牌子。耶稣咧就喺真神，同时又系一个真人。
This is the first understanding of who Jesus is.
呢个就系对耶稣嘅第一个理解啦。
But this is not the only understanding of who Jesus is.
但呢个唔系唯一嘅对耶稣嘅理解。
There is a second understanding.
还有第二个理解。
Jesus is not God. Jesus is a man.
耶稣唔系神，耶稣系一个人。
But Jesus is no ordinary man.Because God came to earth and lived inside Jesus.
但是耶稣是非一般的人，是因为神来到住在他的里面。
Through Jesus, God was speaking to mankind.
要通过耶稣呢，神向人类讲话。
Through Jesus, God was working miracles.
通过耶稣呢，神行神迹。
God lived inside Jesus, but God never became the man Jesus.
神住在耶稣里头。但神咧从来冇变成人。
And therefore, Jesus is not God and man at the same time.
因此咧，耶稣唔系同时系神又系人。
Can you tell the difference?
大家睇唔到个分别
？Can you tell the difference in value between the two brands?
大家分唔分到两个牌子嘅营养价值分别啊
？Does it matter?
还是你觉得冇所谓呢
？Because both brands sell fish oil, anyways.
因为两个牌子反正都系卖鱼油啫，冇所谓啦。
Does it matter to you which one to choose？
对你嚟讲，拣边一样重唔重要呢
？Which of the two is true？
边一样系真嘅呢
？Which brand of fish oil is better？
边一样鱼油嘅牌子系好啲呢
？Let's not talk about the price first. Which one offers you？The consumer higher nutritional value，
或者我哋先唔好讲价钱啦。边一种系会提供俾你更高嘅营养价值咧
？Today in this lesson, I want to give you an analysis and answer in three points。
嗱，今日喺呢一课咧，我会提供俾大家三点作为一个答案。
First, let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6。
首先，我哋翻到去以弗所书嘅第四章第六节。以弗所书第四章第六节
：One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all。
一神就是一切的父，超乎一切之上，冠乎一切之中，也住在一切之内。
We have examined this text many times。
我哋睇过一段圣经好多次啦。
This place is one of the many in the Bible that says clearly the one true God is the Father in heaven.
呢一句好重要嘅一句，提到独一嘅神咧就系天上嘅父。
Now let us now turn to the Gospel of John chapter 14.
现在我哋翻去约翰福音十四章。
The Gospel of John chapter 14, starting from verse 1.
约翰福音十四章，我哋从第一节开始睇起。
Here Jesus is speaking to the disciples。
喺呢度咧，耶稣就同佢嘅门徒讲紧说话。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. God, Jesus, two different individuals.
你们心里不要忧愁。你们信神，也当信我。即是两个不同的人物，神和耶稣自己。
Now let us skip to verse 6.
现在我们一跳到去第六节。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, that is God, except through me.
第六节耶稣就说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。父即是神。
So this is my first point. The one God is the Father in heaven, not Jesus.
那独一的神呢，就是天上的父，不是耶稣。这个就是我的第一点了。
In the Bible, the Heavenly Father is called God many times.
在圣经里面，天上的父多次的被称为神。
Yahweh is called God many times.
Yahweh 多次被称为神。
So who is God? Yahweh.Our Father in heaven.
神是谁呢？就是亚肥，天上的父。
Not Jesus. Jesus is the way to God.
不是耶稣。耶稣是去到神那里的道路。
The question now is, if you treat the way as if it were the destination, will you reach your destination?
跟着的问题就是，如果你当那条路就是目的地，到底你去不去得到目的地呢？
If you mistake Jesus as the goal when he is just the way, can you find eternal life in Jesus?
如果你误会了以为耶稣就是个目的地，那你会不会找到永生呢？
One day will not God say to you, why do you treat Jesus as the goal instead of me?
有一天神就会问你了，为什么你把耶稣是个目的地，其实个目的地是我才对。
Second point.
第二点。
As we continue to investigate the small prints of the label,
我们就继续去看看标签这些细节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
我们回去提摩太前书一章十七节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
提摩太前书一章的十七节。
Here we read an important description of God.
这里我们就看到关于神的一句很重要的说话。
So this is what I mean by the small prints of the label.
所以我讲紧标签上嘅细节就系咁嘅意思啦。
To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。
And how does the Bible describe this one God?
咁呢个圣经系点样形容呢位神呢？
This is the second point.
呢个就系第二点啦。
The true God is invisible and immortal.
真神系不能看见，亦都系不死、不能朽坏嘅。
But then Jesus, our Lord, is not invisible. Jesus is not immortal.
而主耶稣咧，并唔系眼见唔到，亦都唔系不死、不能朽坏嘅。
The fact is, God is invisible, Jesus is visible.
个事实咧就系神系眼见唔到，但系耶稣系眼见得到。
Now there are only two explanations.
只有两种解释。
The first is this: Jesus therefore is not God, but just a man.
第一个解释就系，因此咧耶稣并唔系神，佢只不过系一个人。
Otherwise, why would Jesus be visible?
如果唔係咁啊，咁點解耶穌又會眼見得到呢
？But then this is not the only explanation. There is a second possibility.
但呢個咧只係其中一個解釋，亦都有另外一個嘅可能性。
Jesus is God's appearance in human form.
耶穌咧就係神以一個人形出現。
You see, although the Bible says the true God is not visible to human eyes.The Bible also says sometimes God appears to a person in human form.
虽然圣经说真神是肉眼见不到，但圣经曾经也有说过，神都会取人形显现的。
The most famous example of the Bible is in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 2.
一个很出名的例子就是来自创世纪的十八章。
Let us turn quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 2.
我们快快看看创世纪的十八章一至二节。创世纪十八章一至二节。
First one, the Lord, namely Yahweh, appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. Verse 2, he, that is Abraham, looked up and saw three men standing near him.
亚肥在万利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热。亚伯拉罕坐在帐棚门口，举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着。
So Abraham, the ancestor of the Jewish people, saw three strangers appear at the door.
咁犹太人嘅祖先亚伯拉罕呢，就见到有三个人站喺帐棚门口。
Please notice.What Abraham saw, at least to him, were three human beings.
大家请留意，最少咧对亚伯拉罕嚟讲，佢见到嘅系三个人。
But verse 1 tells us that Yahweh, God Himself, appeared to Abraham.
但第一节咧就话俾我哋听，亚伯向亚伯拉罕显现。
Which means when God chooses to, He can appear to humans in a human form.
意思咧，即系话，如果有时候亚非神想咁做嘅话咧，佢系可以取人形显现。
But this doesn't mean that God becomes a man.
但系咧呢个讲法咧就同神成为咗人咧就唔一样。
It is not strange for the Bible to say God sometimes appears to humans in a human form.
所以呢，神以一个人形显现呢，并唔系一啲好奇怪嘅事。
The Bible also says sometimes angels of God appear to men in human form。
圣经亦都有讲到，甚至天使咧都会取人形嚟显现。
If you look over quickly to chapter 19 in verse 1, you'll see the other two persons are angels。
如果你睇到第十九章嘅第一节嘅时候呢，你都会睇到咧有两个天使取一个人形显现。
I've taken a detour。Let me come back to the second explanation.
我哋喺度兜咗一个弯啦，我翻嚟第二个解释。
Now, if Jesus is God, then Jesus must be God's appearance in human form.
假如耶稣系神，咁耶稣咧就一定系神取咗人形显现咯。
But then, if that were true, it doesn't mean that God had become man, the man Jesus.But only God has appeared in a human form, in the form of the man Jesus.
但是如果这样的讲法是真的话，那个意思也不是说神变成一个人，耶稣。只不过是讲神取了人形显现，这个人当时就是耶稣。
This then is a second possible explanation.
这个是第二个可能性的。
Can you tell the difference?
你分不分到两者的分别？
Do you know how to read the small prints?
你识唔识得睇呢啲细节呢？
Can you tell what is true, what is false?
你分唔分得到边个真边个假？
The conclusion of this second explanation must be this: When people met and saw Jesus, what they saw was not a true man. Although they thought they saw a man Jesus, actually what they saw was God in human form.
第二个解释一定系以下咁嘅结论。当人见到耶稣的时候，他们所见到的并不是一个真人。虽然他们眼以为自己见到一个真人，但其实他们所见到的是神取了人形显现。
Now, if this is the explanation, we have more problems.
假如这个解释是对的话，那就有更多的问题了。
What about what Jesus sacrificed on the cross? Because the sacrifice of love of Jesus on the cross is the very heart of Christianity.
咁耶稣喺十字架上钉死，咁又如何呢？因为耶稣死喺十字架上边嚟到牺牲咧，系基督教嘅心脏，系基督教嘅要理嚟嘅。
Who died for mankind on the cross?
咁究竟喺十字架上为人类死咗嘅系边一个呢
？You say, of course, Jesus.
咁当然你话系耶稣啦。
Yes, I know.
当然我都知道。
Well, let's study the small print now.
但我哋睇真啲呢个细字。
I mean, is that Jesus on the cross a real man, or he's not a real man, but only God appearing like a human?
我意思系，咁钉喺十字架上嗰个耶稣啊，系一个真人吗？还是咧，佢唔系一个真人，而系神以一个人形显现咗
？But then we get ourselves into deeper and deeper problems.
但如果咁讲嘅时候咧，我哋越嚟越麻烦啦。
Because the Bible says clearly in the small print, the true God is not only invisible but also immortal.
因为圣经明明细字写咗嘅，真神唔单止系肉眼见唔到，佢仲系不死嘅。
God cannot die, God did not die.
神咧系唔可能死嘅，神咧系冇死到嘅。
So,Did Jesus really die on the cross?
所以耶稣在十架上是不是真的死了
Because if Jesus is God appearing in human form, did Jesus die on the cross?
因为假如耶稣真的是神以人形显现的，那究竟他有没有死在十架上？
And since true God cannot die, are we saying the death of our Lord Jesus is not real?
那因为神是不可能死，也都没有死到的。咁究竟死喺十字架上嘅耶稣呢件事系咪真噶
？Is Jesus sacrifice on the cross? How should we put it? A pretense?
咁耶稣喺十字架上牺牲，究竟系假装还是系一个事实呢
？The question that we must ask is this: Christianity says Jesus died on the cross to save man from sin. Can a death that is a pretense save anybody?
基督教的心脏就是讲到耶稣死在十字架上为了拯救人离开罪恶。我们要问的问题就是假如这个死是一假装的，那可不可以救到任何一个人呢
?Can God pretend to have died out of love for man, but he really actually did not die?
神咧係咪即係假裝話為愛人嘅事犧牲咗死咗？但其實咧佢都根本冇死到。
Would the only one true God in the universe resort to pretense? This kind of method of showing love to mankind?
咁呢個獨一嘅真神啊，佢會唔會為咗向人類顯示佢嘅愛咧，就假裝死亡咧？
And how can Christian people place their trust in a sacrifice that did not take place?
咁一個基督徒啊，又點樣可以啊將佢哋嘅信任寄托喺一樣冇發生嘅事上呢？
If Jesus is God, and if Jesus did not really die on the cross, would Christianity not fall apart?
假如耶穌係神，假如耶穌真係冇喺十架上死過，咁基督教會唔會就散曬呢？
This is my second point.
依個係我第二點。
The true God is invisible and immortal.
真神係肉眼不能看見，亦都係不死嘅。
Well, the Heavenly Father is both invisible and immortal.
天父呢，神呢，既是眼見不到，亦都是不死的。
But Jesus, our Lord, is not.
但我們的主耶穌呢，就不是了。
I come to my final third point.
我來到我最後的第三點。
One brand of Christianity tells us that Jesus is true God and true man at the same time.
其中一個基督教的牌子就講到耶穌同一時間既是神又是人。
But that is not possible.
但這個論點是根本不可能的。
In this room, we are all humans.
坐在我們這間房的個個都是人。
One basic fact cannot be denied. All humans were 100% human.
事實我們不可以否認的。所有的人都是 100% 完全的人來的。
There is no true human is 95% human and 5% dolphin.
因为没有一个人呢是说啊九成半是人，另外半成呢就是海豚这样。
All humans were 100% human.
所有人都是 100% 人来的。
You will not find one man on earth who is 100% God and 100% man at the same time.
在地球上，你不可能找到一个人去同时间既是神又是人。
I must qualify myself.
我必须要讲得清楚一点。
You could find such a person, but not on earth, not in the universe, but in some people's imagination.
你都可以找到一个这样的人的，但是不在地球上，不在这个宇宙里，在一些人的幻想之中。
But a true God and a true man is neither true God nor true man.
一个既是真神又是真人的呢，咁其实呢到头来呢都唔系神，亦都唔系人。
Because by the same reason, true God cannot be 3% human. True God is 100% God.
因为同一个道理，真神系唔可能 3% 人类样嘅，真神就系 100% 嘅神。
The Jesus who is true God and true man does not exist because it is not possible.
耶稣同时间既是神又是人，这件事是不存在的，因为是不可能的。
Such a Jesus only exists in imagination. It is not real.
这种耶稣只不过在我们的幻想之中存在的，不真实的。
And belief in Jesus as true God and true man is a mistake.
相信耶稣同时间既是神又是人是一个错误。
Can a mistake help anyone?
一个错误不能够帮到人呢？
Can a mistake save anyone?
一个错误能不能够救到人呢？
Can a mistake bring eternal life to believers?
一个错误能不能够给到人永生？
I must draw a conclusion for today.
我今天必须总结了。
According to the small print of the Bible,
根据圣经的细字，
Father, Yahweh is the one God. Jesus is not God.Jesus, our Lord, is the way to God.
Yahweh, 一切的父是独一的神。耶稣我们的主呢是引向神的一个道路，但是耶稣不是神。
Jesus is a man, but he is no ordinary man.
耶稣是一个人，但是他是一个非一般的人。
Not because God became man, rather because God came to earth.And lived inside the man Jesus.
但耶稣是一个非一般的人，不是因为神成为了人，而是神来到并且住在耶稣里头。
And through Jesus, God was saying to mankind, He says, Jesus is the way to me. Follow him, and you will find eternal life.
神是通过耶稣向人类讲，说耶稣就是那条引到去我面前那条道路，你就要跟随耶稣。
Now, of course, this is the second brand of Christianity that I've been talking about.
这个呢就是我讲紧嘅基督教嘅第二个牌子啦。
So, I have switched from the first brand to the second brand.
所以咧，我系从第一个牌子转咗去第二个牌子。
Before, in my ignorance, I bought the first brand of fish oil.
以前咧，我无知嘅时候咧，我都买咗第一个牌子嘅鱼油啊。
And having studied the small print for many years, I switched to the second type.
研究咗圣经嘅细节之后咧，我就转咗去第二个牌子啦。
So how do you shop?
咁你点样买嘢噶
？You're a busy housewife. Do you read small print at all?
你系好忙嘅家庭主妇，你会唔会睇细节噶
？It is your responsibility to find out.
呢个系你嘅责任要去揾。
Let us close in prayer.